Minister, since taking office, what engagement have you had with your Cabinet colleagues and with the Central Bank in relation to ensuring that all victims of the defective block scandal are treated as equal citizens and can access financial products and services on the same basis as everyone else? I ask this because the state's response to this crisis continues to be characterised by unfairness and government. You know, if you live in Donegal, if you know people in that area, I know you visit it, but this is such an unbelievable failure by government here on these families. It's unbelievable. It's horrible what these families are facing into this Christmas again.
Thank you, Deputy.
And I'm asking you, as Minister for Finance, what engagement have you had with your colleagues at the Central Bank?
Yeah, look, thanks, Deputy Doherty. Firstly, just to say, an addendum that you raised with me at report stage of the finance bill, a specific issue in relation to rental properties and the availability of them in Donegal, and I undertook to engage with the Minister for Housing on that. I've sent the information from our discussion to him previously, and I will be engaging with him in January, and I'm happy to talk to you further on that. Look, I know this is a very difficult situation faced by homeowners. I don't need to tell you, of all people, that. Many homes affected by defective concrete blocks. The current government and the previous one, we have tried to step up. We have tried to provide support to many households affected by defective concrete blocks, and this is reflected in the increased funding to the scheme in recent years. As the Deputy is aware, the overall government response on problems associated with defective concrete blocks is led by my colleague, the Minister for Housing. His department is engaging with impacted households and relevant stakeholders and administering financial support to help affected homeowners. The Department of Housing, I believe, has also engaged with the Banking and Payments Federation of Ireland, emphasising the need for a fair and consistent approach by the banking sector in supporting customers with distressed mortgage payments caused by defective concrete blocks in their homes. I'm due to meet with the Banking and Payments Federation of Ireland early in the new year. I will also raise the issue with them. Then too, on the issue of access to financial products and services, the existing consumer protection regulatory framework fully applies to all consumers, including those whose homes are affected by defective concrete blocks. Lenders are strongly encouraged to engage constructively with homeowners affected by defective concrete blocks and to assist them where possible in accessing the state redress scheme and remediating their homes. In particular, the Central Bank's Consumer Protection Code requires all regulated entities to act with due skill, care and diligence in the best interests of its customers, and that without prejudice to the pursuit of their legitimate commercial aims, they do not, through their policies, procedures or working practice, prevent access to basic financial services. I will raise this issue also in relation to effective concrete blocks at my next monthly engagement with the Governor of the Central Bank, and if you want to send me on any specific information in advance of that, I'd be certainly happy to consider that too, Debbie.
Yeah, the Banking and Insurance Focus Group is doing tremendous work, and in fairness to the BPFI, they have really engaged with them, including other organisations, Insurance Ireland, evaluators and so on. The Department of Housing has refused to engage with them, which is ridiculous, to tell you the truth. They should be part of that working group, as should other departments. Like, these are very serious people that are working through issues like mortgageability on houses. The houses that have been built or remediated through the existing scheme are not mortgageable because they won't sign off on it. The group that is there now, made up of those parties, have made a submission in relation to the new standards for defective block, raising serious concerns with them. There's major other issues as well. But what's really at the core of this here is, and I welcome what you said in terms of the Minister for Housing, but what's really the core of this here is, do you actually believe that there are people in my constituency and elsewhere that have to find, even with the whatever support the state's given, that they have to find up to €80,000 to build the exact same house that is to be demolished because of defective block? Do you believe that? And if you do, how do you feel that that's fair?
Thank you. Tánaiste.
So I believe people, and I believe them when I meet them. I believe them when I've sat in their kitchens in your constituency, in your county, and they've told me of some of the issues that they're still experiencing in relation to shortfalls or anomalies or issues with banks, and they've raised some of those issues with me quite truthfully when I was there during, I think it was during the month of August from my memory. And we are trying as a government to continue to respond and continuing to evolve the scheme. We are seeing an increased uptake in the scheme. I mean, that's also factually true. But I don't like to hear when you say there's any department not engaging, because we do need to continue to engage with this. The stress, the worry, the fear is real. There's also some other issues I've been trying to address through a variety of different roles in relation to preschool facilities in your own constituency. There's one in, I say this for what it's worth, you know it, in Rafoe, and you know they're trying, and there has to be a way forward in relation to that too. So I accept we need to continue to work and engage on this further. I'm pleased to hear the BPFI engagement has been good. I will still put it as an agenda item for my meeting with them in January, and I'm also happy to discuss the Central Bank of Ireland's role, that side of the issue, when I meet in January too.
The BPFI have been engaging now for nearly 2 years. They've done a huge amount of meetings. These are very serious people. Look, see, when you know, because you mentioned the childcare facilities, which I've raised with you myself. There's three childcare facilities that are community run. Like you've been talking about, you know, state run childcare facilities and all the rest, right? Three community childcare facilities: Letterkenny, Rafoe, and Ardara. All of them, the building is falling down. Rafoe's already gone because the children are not safe in that building. The other two, it's just taken away. There is no scheme to replace those facilities. Like, kids, parents dependent on them. There are 12 schools in Donegal. These buildings are going to fall down. There's cracks in them. You can put your hands through some of the cracks. There is no scheme at present, although the department are going down to inspect them. There are over 80 homes, council houses in Donegal that should have families in them this Christmas. They're lying empty because they have got defective block, and there is no scheme to fix those. And see, there are people, yes, going through the scheme, and they're the people that have had to find the 80, 90 and 100,000, and indeed sometimes more. But there's so many other people that just can't do it. And I really ask you, what do you think is going to happen to that, like, that 74? You might know them. They're people pension age. They only have their pension. They do not have 70 or 80,000 as a shortfall. It doesn't matter what grant you're providing. They can't rebuild their homes under this scheme.
Thank you very much.